Republican Congressman George Santos probably on the outs, could be expelled from Congress today. There is a vote later today. And in case you forgot what George Santos has done, some of his false claims in order to win a seat in Congress. He claimed his mom died on 9/11 and that he was a Goldman Sachs executive. He had multiple degrees from New York University and Baruch College University, and that he was Jewish. All of those are not true. They are lies told by George Santos. Oh, and by the way, Kevin, he also allegedly embezzled $50,000 in campaign funds. So there's plenty of reasons to get this guy out of Congress.
Look, for me, I say get rid of George Santos. He's an embarrassment, a liar. He's not someone you want associated with your party. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. But I also believe in due process, and so there's some questions for me here. Do you need to wait until you have the criminal conviction? How much do you need to take away the voters' decision? You know, the voters elected this guy. Maybe they elected a fraud, but
they thought they were electing somebody else.
Yeah, but they did elect this guy. So I don't know. We're going to talk about it now with Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Good morning.
Thanks for being here. I do get a little nervous about the idea of just letting politicians decide they want to kick out people that voters voted into office, because it could get to a point where they can kick out anybody for anything, I suppose. When you look at this case, has George Santos had his due process?
Yes, according to the rules, it's simply two-thirds votes. His due process, you got to remember, this is the third time, this will be the third time that they vote on whether or not to kick him out of the House. And the first two times, the second time, it didn't even get to a place where they could put it on the floor. There wasn't even a simple majority to put it on the floor. So here, the third time, what was the due process? What's that mechanism that took place? Well, they did this 56-page subcommittee report that was explosive on Santos. Not only did he lie to his voting public, not only did he just completely avoid the truth, and at some point in time, the truth matters here, he stole through a scheme hundreds of thousands of dollars. It wasn't just some sort of, coffee that he did take from the campaign finance. No, he took hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the criminal activity, and he's been indicted on that. So we've had five people that have been taken out of and expelled from the House of Congress, three of them back in the day when they were supporting the Confederate and not the Union. They ultimately were booted. We had two most recently within our lifetimes, and they waited for a criminal conviction. But that, to me, is not the mechanism for the threshold of kicking someone out of Congress. The threshold is we put into governance, and if you just go online and you look at the subcommittee for ethics on the Congress, it's a very potent body, and they investigate a lot of people, and they make determinations of whether or not to get to a vote of whether or not there should be this investigation done. And this investigation that was done by the subcommittee was bipartisan, had a lot of Republicans on it, but at the end of this, they simply, and you can look at the quotes, this is a disgrace to our public servants. This is a disgrace to the public at large. So the speaker said, hey, I'm going to allow you all, I'm not going to whip the Congress here to figure out which way, which side this is going. I'm going to allow you all to vote your conscience on this. Read the report. This is the report for which we have put together. And it doesn't surprise me. Santos did not cooperate at all with this subcommittee, didn't turn over documents that were required by the subcommittee. And that in and of itself is enough to expel him. But the criminal acts, this is water is wet. It doesn't take much to prove. And unfortunately so, politics here is getting involved in some part, but I believe even if all the Democrats got their votes in, you still need two-thirds. That would mean you need close to over 70 votes from the Republicans. I believe that it'll be a very close vote, but the due process is what has gone through in the subcommittee, and that voting process second. So we'll see how it works out.
I agree. I do think there'll be enough Republicans, because when this all came to light after he won this election, that he not only did he lie about who he really was, I mean, pretty much he fabricated his entire life story, but he is accused of very significant crimes. And when you deal with campaign finances and stealing those funds, that is serious. Most of the time, members of Congress, when they are caught doing those types of things, they resign their position. He has repeatedly refused those calls to resign. He's been able to, these repeated attempts to expel him have not been successful, and his continuous resistance. What does this say to us regarding the effectiveness of the congressional disciplinary process? It's pretty difficult to hold somebody accountable if they're not willing to be held accountable.
It is very difficult. It's a high bar. Getting two-thirds vote is a high bar. But Tom, I think you're hitting something that is even more illuminating to me about Santos, and that is the prism for what he sees the world. This guy is a pathological liar. He is someone that you can't imagine having someone like this represent your interests. When do you know he's telling the truth? When I said that at some point in time the truth matters, well, when is it that he tells the truth, and how do we know? When you listen to him and you listen to these interviews that he takes on, he is exactly what we should be worried about, and that is the extremisms and the ability to lie and get – you know, people to believe your lies and conjure up the extremist views. This is, I think, the check and balance of that, you know, very difficult to expel someone. The votes will be the votes of conscience. And I believe that the check mark will be ultimately that he is dismissed from Congress.
Yeah, I hope they
expel. From there, there's a special election.
I hope they expel him, and I think the proof is there in his case, but it does worry me a little bit. You know, like they say, you can indict a ham sandwich, and maybe all kinds of Congress members will get indicted on things that aren't so clear-cut, and maybe they will get expelled because they've been indicted. It's just it can be a slippery slope for me. But look, in this case, I'm all for letting him go.
Appreciate it very much. Todd Flood joining us once again, attorney at Flood Law. Todd, great to talk with you again. Thanks so much.
Always. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it. Pretty enlightening. We'll see what
happens. I think he's going to go. I think there's enough votes there. Yeah. He's a slime ball. He's just a terrible representative of the Republican Party.
Like Todd said, he's a pathological liar. And that's,
true. You watch how political things can get. And all of a sudden, everybody gets indicted. And all of a sudden, everybody's got to go. And it's slippery slope.
We got to go. 760 WJR.